Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, sustainability, freedom, peace, and liberation. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015, and I am greatly honored that we are joined by Benjamin Konigsberg. He is a vegan animal rights activist, and he's with a national organization that's fascinating, so we're going to hear all about that. Welcome, Benjamin, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene, and hello to all the listeners in Vegan Nation.
Wonderful. So I'm excited to hear about all your adventures and your noble work. I'm thrilled that you're in Massachusetts.
Thank you so much. It's been great to be here.
Yeah, so let's hear about it, Benjamin.
Okay, great. So I work with an amazing organization called Allied Scholars for Animal Protection, or ASAP for short. Our focus is to represent animal rights at colleges and universities. We want to make it impossible for students to be in college and university and to walk around campus and to not be confronted by animal exploitation and their contribution to it. So we put up tons of signage. We have a signature branded poster that says veganism is a moral urgency, with a picture of the classic speciesist picture where it's a dog on half of a dog, half of a cow, you know, kind of what's the difference. And we can expose students to this imaging and to animal rights messaging a lot consistently, because, you know, it takes multiple kind of touch points for people to get the message sometimes. And we're out here tabling, so there's chapters, so there's student-run, student-led chapters. We're in over 20 colleges and universities right now, and the idea is to expand to, you know, 100 plus colleges and universities in the next several years. So yeah, like I said, we're a national organization with chapters at various schools, and not only that, but colleges are a great place where presumably students are open-minded and they're willing to explore different ideas to, you know, challenge the status quo. And we're at a lot of the large universities and top tier universities and Ivy League schools where the future change makers and thought leaders are currently at and will be moving into positions of power and influence. So it's a great opportunity to get them exposed to veganism now, and then also encourage them to dedicate their careers to animal liberation. So that's a little bit about Allied Scholars for Animal Protection.
Beautiful. Thank you, Benjamin. And I'd like to start out hearing about the sites that you've been at last week in Massachusetts, this week in Massachusetts, and all the other ones that you've been at with your advocacy. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. So this week, we have a chapter at Tufts University. We have a chapter at Harvard. A chapter at MIT, and we've started a chapter at Northeastern. So I've gotten to be here in Medford, Massachusetts, where Tufts is, and to encourage students to be vegan, and then also a great way to attract currently vegan students to get them signed up to our chapter and help do more outreach events. So this week, we are going to be at MIT Tuesday, April 29th, and we're actually, so we'll be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the lobby of MIT, tabling for Humilk. We pretend to be selling human breast milk as an ethical alternative to dairy milk. And it's a great opportunity to ask people how they feel about drinking breast milk as adults. A lot of people haven't even made the connection that they're drinking cow's breast milk. And why would they think twice about drinking human breast milk, but then not even think twice about drinking cow's breast milk, especially as adults? A lot of people don't have any idea that cows need to be pregnant in order to start producing milk, and they have no idea of the exploitation and the death that goes on in the dairy industry. So it's a great way to talk to them, you know, about dairy and just animal ethics and veganism in general. We also have a great event at 5:30, also happening Tuesday, April 29th, also at MIT. Dr. Faraz Harsini, our co-founder of Allied Scholars, is going to be giving a great presentation called Science Without Suffering and Alternatives to Animal Testing and Scientific Research.
Thank you, Benjamin. And what other universities have you been at in the past?
Great. Yeah. So we have five chapters in Texas. So Texas A&M University, UT Austin, North Texas University, Texas State, and Sam Houston State University. We've been to Ohio State University. We have a chapter as well as University of Chicago, University of Wisconsin at Madison, Penn, Columbia, Yale, Brown, and we're going to wrap up this tour at Dartmouth in New Hampshire. And so we come on tour to visit all the chapters twice a year. So once in the spring semester and once in the fall semester around October.
Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you for your dedicated, compassionate work for justice, social justice. That's what it is.
Oh, truly an honor and a pleasure. I mean, as you know, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, this is the largest social justice movement of our time, and it takes all hands on deck, and the animals need us, and I'm inspired to know activists like you and Dr. Ferrars and my entire team, just such committed individuals working tirelessly to make sure that we have a more empathetic world where no animal is exploited for any purpose or reason.
Thank you, Benjamin. And can you please give a little bit of educational information about backyard eggs?
Okay. We preach an abolitionist stance. We take an abolitionist stance at Allied Scholars, and you know, the idea that veganism is not a diet. It doesn't matter how well animals are treated. The use is the abuse, right? And once you become vegan, that you understand that animals are not commodities. They're not extractive resources. They're not a means to an end. So, of course, even with backyard eggs, of course, a lot of these hens are coming from hatcheries. So the male chicks, because they don't have a uterus and can't lay eggs, they're ground alive or suffocated on their first day of life. And again, these animals have been selectively bred over thousands of years to lay an unnatural amount of eggs, which is extremely taxing on their bodies. And again, we own them as property, we objectify them, and that's their reproductive system. They don't ovulate for us. And, you know, even the most idyllic situation, we're normalizing eating animal secretions and exploiting animals, objectifying animals. And so that is just inherently unethical. And there's no need to, as you and I know, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, we can not only be happy and healthy, but we can thrive on an entirely plant-based diet. And so there's absolutely nothing that we need from animal flesh or animal secretions.
Thank you very much. Veganism is the future for a world of justice and peace.
Yes, 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 I 100% agree. And we always ask students to make the analogy about, you know, their beloved, you know, companion animals, their cats or dogs. Like, you know, would you ever come home and, you know, want to eat the ovulations or the milk from your cat or dog or wear their skin or wear their fur? People understand that. And so just help them to expand their moral consideration to all animals.
Thank you very much, Benjamin. I greatly appreciate you. And thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene, and Vegan Nation, and for all that you do, and all your listeners out there. Just to, I know many of you are active, and just strongly encourage any of you that are not active or not vegan yet to get vegan, get active, and we're doing this together.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Benjamin. Can you please give a repeat of the colleges and universities?
Yes, yes. So we started the tour at University of North Texas, then Texas A&M University, Sam Houston State University, University of Texas at Austin, and Texas State. Then in the Midwest, Ohio State University, University of Wisconsin at Madison, then University of Chicago, then Penn in Philadelphia, on to Columbia, Yale, Brown, and then into Massachusetts at Tufts, Harvard, now at MIT, and wrapping up the trip at Dartmouth. And we're at other schools as well. And please, if any students are listening right now, we'd love to get a chapter at your college or university. So please reach out to us, alliedscholars.org, and we can equip you with all the resources, including, you know, money to do food giveaways, training, just support and anything you need to have a robust animal advocacy student organization on your campus.
Thank you very much, Benjamin.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Marlene.
The talk and social that Benjamin mentioned at MIT Boston on April 29th, which includes a free vegan meal, that information is on the Instagram page of ASAP. So that's ASAP_MIT. And now for the rest of the program, I have several other announcements, local, national, and international. locally, here in Worcester, Massachusetts. On Mother's Day, there's a Mother's Day vegan buffet at Loving Hut, Chandler Street, Worcester, Massachusetts. Next, I'd like to share new news of an international vegan initiative. And that is the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, a campaign of Million Vegan Grandmothers. Here's Tammy Hay, founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers. Tammy's based in Alberta, Canada.
So a little while ago, the grandmothers had a vision of International Calf and Cow Day. It was a thought I was having, and we had talked about it for a while. And what we're doing here is we're going to invite people to be part of this movement. We are going to be launching on Mother's Day this year and building the momentum up to 2026. So it'll be called International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. And what we're doing is we're coming through with compassion. We're coming through from that grandmother energetics of compassion into the world and bringing the power of motherhood and the mothers of all species. I'm just going to share a little bit about the vision as we move forward. And our first newsletter that went out, we announced this International Calf and Cow Mother's Day schedule for Mother's Day weekend of 2026. And it'll be part of a global initiative to celebrate motherhood and eliminate the dairy industry. As Silesh said in an earlier talk, that when the dairy industry crumbles, it will all crumble, and it truly will. And part of this year initiative is also we would like to bring forth a film, a meditative, beautiful, powerful film with gorgeous cinematography of both the mothers and the babies, the bonds. And this is going on with human babies as well. And then how perverse it is to steal the babies. And I'm imagining the film being called Mothers, the Stolen Life of the Babies. And so that's another vision that we're asking you to hold for us and be part of in whatever capacity you feel you can be part of in this next year as we build the momentum. We welcome ideas. The grandmothers have moved to just meeting monthly. And we meet the second Wednesday of every month in the morning and then again in the evening. And we're going to have guest speakers in regards to this movement, this international movement. So we have recorded some of the talks we have. We're going to start recording them all, and you'll have access to the recordings if you can't be at them. The next person that we're going to be interviewing is Renee from Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, the second Wednesday of May.
We're listening to Tammy Hay, founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers, as she's discussing their new international campaign, International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narro, Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program.
There's no deeper connection than mother and child, and humans do not corner that market of maternal affection and instinct. Are you responsible for destroying that bond? As a non-vegan, you are. And tight, so nice.
Take my baby, baby. This is Entice, the lyrical vegan.
I just want my baby, baby. Body, take my baby, baby. I just want my baby, baby.
How'd you feel giving birth for the first time? Looking in the eyes, you see sunshine. When you heard the sound of the first cry, looking around your family so close by, no time for playing games. Family life kicking off, everything in your range gonna change. Got the wallpaper ready, got the blankets with the teddy. Dapper bag already heavy, speed dial already for your bestie. They gon' be right by your side, even if you're lefty. Protect your new king like a chess piece. Or if she's a queen or anyone between, it's a blessing. But hold up, wait a minute. Reality is, that's not how you living. It's called a rape wreck and you sitting in it. Tied up, can't move, sitting in it. Or you looking for your man, it's gonna be a minute. They gotta get his semen so they can fist you with it. Electric shots to his balls, that is how to get it. Yeah, he's tied up too, he can't help you in this. Never scream so much, can't believe you in this. There's no one around that can save you in this. Your life is so dark like a sip of Guinness. And it's about to get worse what you about to witness. What a long dream. Gotta let my job know that I'm out and I'm on leave. Gotta get ready for prenatal therapy. Lamaze breathing class, it takes care of me. Honey, get the schedule, tell me what's next for me. Don't wanna overbook, can you write the check for me? Why is the man from my dream standing next to me? Oh, it's not a dream, what else can he take from me? Oh, nothing much. Just a baby that you carried inside you for 9 months. Felt your baby bump, can't wait for that first touch. Want them in your arms, can't wait for that first clutch. Chain around your neck could affect, make it all tough. When you enslave, can't move, it's but so much that you could do, you try to fight so tough. Try to get out so bad with no luck. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Oh, here we go now. Doctor says push, got the fam, got the whole crowd. Screw what they said about your honey with your low count. It's just you and I, we gon' do this, we gon' show him out. Oh, I can see him, please let me have him. Why are you taking him? Oh my God, you stabbed him. Right, I'm enslaved, no family around it. All I have is anger, depression, and sadness. I wanna hold him one time in his madness. All I see is blood springing out like a mattress. What's on my chest poking me like a cactus? On a machine, milking me as my status. 4 times a day, they doing it. I just wanna die if I'm choosing it. That's on the list too, again, I'm doing it. I'm back in this rape rack and I'm losing it. Finally heading back to my house. 5 years of torture, I'm glad I'm getting out. It's a bumpy ride, but I got my baby on my side. Stroke his hair back as I sing a lullaby. Smell of death in the wind as the air pass by. Not sure what it is, cause I'm on a mother high. 4 babies taken from me, so many cries. Now I could be with you, it's just you and I. We made it, son, we made it to our house. But this is not our house, this is the slaughterhouse. This is the life of every single dairy cow. This is what you're paying for, it's kinda really scary. How I have to make these songs, I have to tell you this. How many times do I have to tell you this? I do it to my grave, until you connect with this. Blowing out your animal abuse like I made a wish.
Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Why they take my baby, baby?
I see this as an opportunity, at least here in Peru, and I think if we think more broadly, worldwide, where people really do understand the importance of the role of the mother. So let's go, let's get it done. Let's share this story.
Yeah, that's wonderful what you said, Allison. And Tammy, I think that this is a brilliant vision that you have. And I think there's lots of different ways that we can bring this to the public and to help not just cows, but to bring more empathy into the world.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. I'm featuring the announcement of the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, an international program by the organization Million Vegan Grandmothers. We just heard from Judy Carmen, one of the Million Vegan Grandmothers. And this is their panel discussion at the recent Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, number 21. Thanks for listening. Here's more from Judy.
I think there may be several of us who have lost children of our own, and that gives us a certain perspective too. I know there's numerous people in the movement that have lost children, either as babies or adults or whatever. And so it gives us a voice, I think, to speak for the cows when they lose their babies, and all the other animals too. It's not just the cows, but I love the way that you have focused it in on that, because that helps people, I think, identify, oh, cows, and start thinking, okay, that's where all this milk is coming from. And I think for me, I mean, I can remember when I was vegetarian for a long time and just had it in my head that it was okay to drink milk. I mean, my mother, when I said I was going vegan, she said, but you have to help the cows. They'll be in pain if nobody's milking them. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's how I grew up, thinking that we're actually helping the cows. And never mind the baby cows that would really like to have that milk. So I myself was completely blind to it for so many years. So I think it is a real important point for especially vegetarians and empathetic people to get this, to get it, what's really happening here. And we talked about human supremacy earlier, that earlier talk. I mean, is this not a perfect example of that? Well, we'll just take the baby away so we can have the milk. So I feel like there's tremendous potential with this, Tammy. And I really admire you for getting this going. And, you know, I think a lot's going to come out that we haven't even imagined yet. So thank you.
Grandmothers at Climate Healers. We hope to send out newsletters every week. And people will sign up for the newsletters, and maybe there's something you would like to write for that. I know one of our members of our community that wants to be a really big part of this. She's doing a lot of work from Sweden. So my ask is, however you feel or see yourself contributing to this, maybe you have an idea of what we could set up as, you know, the big celebration a year from now, and what that would look like in your city, you know, or your community, or even your country. You know, it's going to be really big if enough of us come together and contribute. And this is a community ask, a community project.
I think that's the kind of initiative that I would like to see come out of this International Cafe and Cow Mother's Day, where we collaborate, we create these targeted appeals to ethical vegetarians and help them transition to veganism, so we can free the mothers. And if the ethical vegetarians go vegan, I'm convinced that the entire world will go vegan very, very quickly soon after, because it reaches a tipping point. I also believe that if everyone had healthy and tasty food available to them, everyone would be vegan. Okay? So I've had the opportunity to eat Marlene Watsantara's food. She creates these gourmet whole food plant-based meals. She catered the banquet dinners at the Oxford Literary Festival, both the opening and closing banquet dinners. They were completely 100% vegan and whole food plant-based. And she got a standing ovation. So, and I told her, if everyone had access to your food, the world would be vegan today. I have no doubt in my mind.
And I see Dolly is here too.
Oh gosh, so I love you all. Thank you so much, everybody, for all that you do. This topic is so dear, dear to my heart. You know, all mothers deserve to have the right for their life and have the right to be with their babies and nourish their babies, just like us. You know, and I spoke on Mother's Day at the Vegan Society of Peace here in Houston. I love to speak on the behalf of mothers. And Dr. Rao, actually, I would love to speak to Brahma Kumaris, you know, making that one switch. Some of my mom's friends are Brahma Kumaris. And if they're willing to do this, I would love to speak. And like you said, you know, we can make chash, our buttermilk, this way. We can make our Indian tea this way. If they could only just try how we make the food taste so delicious, cruelty-free. I think a lot of Indians believing in pure ahimsa would be ready to make that switch, you know? I also think that the dairy industry, and not just the dairy, but all moms, you know, it is the biggest betrayal to motherhood and the female body, because all we're doing is using them for this one reason, because they're female. But she's not a milking machine, or hens are not just there to produce eggs. They're a sentient being, you know, and it's time that we be one, you know. If we want freedom, we got to give freedom. If we want to give our milk to our babies, we got to give it. Whatever we want, we have to give to others. And this is the way we will have peace. So that's what I wanted to say. I'm here with you all, and whatever I can do on speaking behalf of the mother, which is, you know, she's most unforgotten with all the animals. Judy's correct. We always think about dairy, but the hens, the pigs, the goats, the sheep, we're all violating the female.
Thank you, Dolly. Thank you for your film as well. It really brings a lot of awareness of what's going on in the dairy industry, Land of Ahimsa. So if there's anyone on here who hasn't seen Dolly's film yet, it's a real must see.
Thank you. Namaste.
We're listening to the members of the panel of the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day as they're discussing the dairy industry.
Is there something that we could give to every faith about how it violates all of these different religious beliefs, including what you talk about, Dolly, Ahimsa? It violates every bit of Ahimsa, every component of Ahimsa, as Judy beautifully points out in her book of the new species, we are becoming Homo Ahimsas. So thank you everyone for being here. Let's keep the conversation going. Please, I ask one more time, if you would be so kind as to have a conversation with me or any of us.
There is a monastery in Bhutan. The monastery has now gone completely vegan, permanently, with the goal of helping other monasteries there to go vegan as well. And their goal is to make Bhutan the first vegan country in the world. Thank you.
Tammy, I think we could definitely help the Cow and Calf Mother's Day in a lot of different ways from the Interfaith Vegan Coalition. So we can talk more about that. But yeah, we got to get those leaders. Right now we're writing letters and trying to contact the bishop in Alabama of the Episcopal Church. And that's, you know, seems small, but to try to get them to stop lobster boil fundraisers. And but we're going to the bishop rather than trying to convince each church. And so that kind of is part of, I think, what we're all thinking. We've got to get these leaders involved in understanding what's at stake.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
I will be their voice.
Let's go out with Vegan Smythe in Australia. I will be their voice. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Here's a very big thank you to all the activists. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Have you ever felt voiceless? Have you felt completely alone? Have you ever felt choiceless?
Thank you so much for listening to Vegan Nation.
I've got some extra strength to give. So I will be their voice. I will be their voice. I think I know what they'd want to say. So I'll be their voice. Do you know what's happening? Do you know what really occurs? If it's all too frightening, silence makes it worse. You've got some extra strength to give, and you can be their voice. You can be their voice. I think you know what they'd want to say.